Thank you so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Today, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. Paul writes this, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." Our Father is the Father of compassion. He knows who you are and where you are. He understands what you're going through. He sympathizes with you. He loves you deeply. And He is the God of all comfort. He comes to us with strength. He brings peace to our pain and calm to our chaos. As the psalmist said, "When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought joy to my soul." Now, check this out. This passage says, He comforts us that we can comfort others. I want to say that again. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. God comforts us so that we can comfort others. Having experienced God's work in our life, we have the privilege and responsibility to share that needed help with others. So, have you ever lost a job? Well, find a person going through that experience now and comfort them. Have you ever survived divorce? Well, find a person who's going through that now and minister to them, comfort them. You ever lost a loved one? There's no shortage of grieving people. Did God deliver you from an addiction? All around you, people are stumbling and struggling with addiction. God's work in our life serves a twofold purpose. God powerfully worked in your life. Now it's time to share His power with someone else. God comforted you. Now it's your time to comfort others. One talking point today, ask God to lead you to a person who needs reminded of His love and comfort. And then allow Him to do His ministry through you. Father, today lead us to a person who is going through what we have been through. And just as you comforted us, help us minister to that same comfort to others. In Jesus' name, amen.